I'm going to invite you to turn in your Bible to Hebrews chapter 10. I have a few things to say from two verses of Scripture, and then Pastor Matt has some things to say in a general way about discipleship and related to our gathering and the possibilities for Sunday night. And then we certainly want to entertain questions or discussion if you have that as well. But our hope is that you that are here and you that are watching will be encouraged at the opportunities, maybe even think back on some of the ways God has used our assembling in this time. I'll be reminding you of those in a minute, but just to be thinking about opportunity as we go forward. So what was our title, Pastor Matt?
Exploring Opportunities for Sunday Evening Ministry.
Thank you. I had it in front of me, but I didn't have it on my piece of paper here. So yeah, Exploring Opportunities. And I would say back in March of 2020, it was difficult for Pastor Matt and I to lose opportunities of ministry, both here but also in the community. We were ministering to five nursing homes, and now, thankfully, back in one across glass. But the opportunity for pastors to increase ministry, I remember the first time I used that phrase on a piece of paper as we talked in our weekly meeting about increasing ministry. We've tried to do that carefully. Sunday night is something that we cherish, and we don't mind telling you that at the outset. But let's look at Hebrews chapter 10, and I'm going to tell you, just give you some reasons why we all should cherish opportunities to get together and to grow. Hebrews 10, verse 23. This is a familiar passage, and I've turned to it often for different reasons. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but, and here's the second thing we do, encouraging one another. So stimulating one another to love and good deeds, encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. So just look at verse 24 and 25, and you see that the church stimulates one another to love and good deeds. The church, meaning the people, encourage one another, and they do this in the context of assembling together. And that's what we are not to forsake. And then what I want to focus on is the phrase, all the more. As you see the day drawing near, that's the day of Christ's return, judgment. We want to be found, if we're alive on that day, obeying him. That's what it means to be alert in the Scripture, ready. Not that our obedience on that day saves us. I don't mean it that way. But we want to honor him with obedience. And so being stimulated to love and good deeds, being encouraged is a part of that. Assembly together is where a lot of that takes place, not solely, but here. That's the emphasis. And the phrase, all the more. All the more as you see the day drawing near. Well, the day is drawing near. And so all the more, let us want to have opportunity to stimulate one another to love and good deeds and encourage one another. And I see Sunday night as an opportunity for that. The second passage I want to turn to is Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Acts 2 and verse 42. And this is another very familiar passage of Scripture. And my heart has always been encouraged in this passage. Sometimes I wonder what would it have been like to have been, you know, in Jerusalem and a part of the early church and the excitement that was there. But then I remind myself, God has me here in this time, and I can be equally excited about what he has for me, particularly as a pastor in that calling. But look at verse 42. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. And many times we'll deal with those different things that they were devoting themselves to, and each of them is important. But what I want you to notice tonight, in addition to the word devoting, because that is important, but the continually devoting themselves. And it was a day-by-day thing for them. Now, there are reasons for that, and we don't have to imitate that, but the idea of wanting to be together, wanting to be together to stimulate one another, to encourage one another, to hear, in this case, the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to celebrate the breaking of bread, meals together. They were doing that, we know from Acts chapter 6, but also partaking of the Lord's Supper as Jesus instructed, and praying together. I enjoy the relaxed nature of what we did just a few minutes ago, where we ask people for testimony, prayer, and we take time to do that. Sunday night lends itself to the continually part of this verse. So, my point is this. These verses do not tell us to assemble on Sunday evening, okay? There's not a proof text for that. It has been the habit of the church for quite a bit of history, but that's not a proof text either, just because the church has always done it. These verses do tell us that assembly is both essential to spiritual health. That was the Hebrews 10 passage. So here's the two things. Assembly is essential to spiritual health. And the Acts 2 passage, assembly is a natural result of spiritual growth. They were coming together naturally as the church was in Jerusalem in its early days. So these verses don't tell us when to assemble. I mean, that we have to come back on Sunday night or would want to. But they tell us that assembly is essential to spiritual health and a natural result of spiritual growth. Sunday evening is available for many. There's, you know, when I think about the schedule of life, and I know some things happen on Sunday evenings, and we try to be careful of that, like Mother's Day, Father's Day. We've tried to be more careful about that lately, Easter evening and so forth. We try to be cautious about that. But for most of us, Sunday evening is a time that's available. And so, you know, a pastor's heart is redeem that time for the kingdom. And I think that's not only a pastor's heart, but I think that's a church's heart. Let's redeem the time. It's been our practice to do so, and we want to come back to that. I'm not trying to argue for Sunday night. Please don't misunderstand me, but I did say several times to people who wondered what we would do coming out of COVID, well, it's a good time to think about things. And so I have been thinking about things. Pastor Matt and I have been thinking about things. And we like Sunday night ministry, so we don't have to be apologetic about that. He's going to give his heart on in a minute. But we don't want to do it because we've always done it before. We want to do it because of the opportunity that it affords. And let me remind you of some of the practical ways that those opportunities can be used. Opportunity for learning, of course. Now, my practice had always been to follow up Sunday morning text with related application and topics. And I believe that's a good thing to do. We may be doing that next Sunday evening. It's also opportunity for testimony. And most weeks, except sometimes when we have special guests, most weeks we have opportunity for that. Certainly opportunity for prayer, opportunity for praise in testimony or in song, opportunity for fellowship. One of the great signs of health in any church is that people linger and want to be together, and they don't just, you know, rush out the door. And that's always been the case, and I would say even particularly so on Sunday evening. Opportunity for encouragement in some special ways. It might be through music or through someone's planned testimony. Opportunity for special guests. Our first Sunday night back, do you remember what it was? A few weeks back, we had a special guest, Mike Christ. Yeah, and we had a good group come for that. And Sunday night gives us an opportunity for that. Listen, your pastors don't like to interrupt their sermon plan. And there's reasons for that. If Pastor Matt, you haven't had the privilege of preaching week by week. I know you'd love to have that privilege, but not yet. Anyway, but here's the thing. If we went by every special topic on the, let's just say, the church calendar, because there are special days, I don't think I was ever in a church like that, but I've heard about churches who, every time there's a special day on the church calendar, that becomes what they go to as far as their emphasis that Sunday. Well, that's just not who you have as a pastor. Who you have is someone who wants to go through books of the Bible and texts or portions of books of the Bible like the Sermon on the Mount and continue to learn and grow from that. And that's why many times on Sunday night we would go further in a text. But Sunday night provides opportunities to deviate, to have special guests, to have missions emphasis. I think that's so important. And it's not that we would never do it on a Sunday morning, but we might do it in a shorter way, like Linda Pegram did this summer when we were outside. But the opportunity to do that on Sunday night is something that I've really appreciated over the years, and especially when we have people who are in town and on the spur of the moment, much easier to say, hey, we have a Sunday night service. So I'm really glad that we've had that opportunity. Don't want to lose that. Also, think of opportunities for special type of services. Outside, when the weather is nice, whether it be a music event or an evangelistic event, things like that could be done as well. Pastor Matt and I delight in making such opportunities available. And, our hope is that as we do that, maybe in some different ways that our folks would avail themselves of the opportunities. On a personal note, it's a joy for me to, I mean, you realize several years ago we blessed Jordan Manry and family to go and help Connecting Church, but isn't it good to see him on a Sunday night, you know, week by week?
Amen.
He's a blessing, yes, to our fellowship, and so I'm thankful for, you know, I missed your family on all those weeks. And I know he comes on Wednesday night too. But as far as his ministry and his love of music and so forth, that's been a blessing. So those are some of my heart thoughts coming out of those two scriptures, because I did put it back on the table, thought about it, and said, wow, there's much we've done, much that I have a heart to do. I will admit to you, it's hard, being off on Sunday evening, off in a sense of not being here, not preparing for another teaching. There's something a little bit relaxing about that, but it's been hard for me. But I don't want to say I'm coming back to it for a personal reason. I just want you to know I have a great heart to minister, and I see this as an available time. I see it as something to continue, that word from Acts. I see it as something to do all the more, that phrase from Hebrews 10. And Pastor Matt, I'm going to use your words, lob it over to you, to give us heart reasons. I think that's where you're going as to why.
Don't label it. It's going to be all kinds of reasons.
Okay, I'm just using words that you said to me. So I forget that label.
Heart reasons. First of all, thank you all for coming. I'm really pleased with this turnout, and I believe with all my heart, if we weren't in the COVID situation, we'd have like double this. And it's not about the numbers, but it is about people, right? This is about the kingdom of God. This is about people, and that goes beyond us. And I think one of the things we need to grow in as a church body as a whole is building interpersonal relationships. Not just with our inner circle of friends or family, extended family, but having an eye toward others. And building those relationships, God-centered relationships of love and care and self-sacrificing service. That's the essence of Christianity, self-sacrificing service. And we have a big church. And on Sunday mornings, it's hard to connect with even half the people that maybe you want to. And for instance, I did not get an opportunity to reconnect with Vince this morning. And we typically connect once a week and get together for prayer once a week and different things. But he was away last week. And so many things are going on Sunday morning. But a crucial part of the Lord's Day, of Sunday, is not just attending church, but connecting with your brothers and sisters in the church. And so we were able to connect this evening. And that's just one example. But we have to have that priority in our hearts. And it's important to understand that building those relationships is part of the health of the church. And to have joy in each other, right? Our ultimate joy is the Lord, of course, apart from a relationship with God. Nothing else matters. But the way God has brought us into relationship with himself is by bringing us into relationships with each other. And he's brought us together. He's filled us with his Holy Spirit. He's given us a mission. And so I think of Sunday nights as one more opportunity to build relationships with each other and with others and strengthen the church and build and strengthen our witness. They will know you are Christians for the love that you have one for another. That's talking about the love within the church. It's part of our witness. The watching world should see the church of Jesus Christ and see a peculiar love, a self-sacrificing love in opposition to the self-serving ways of the culture. And boy, we see what's going on in morally in our culture and in society with some of the turmoil and anger and bitterness and division. The world needs the church. The world needs the church to be the church. And part of that are building our relationships one with another. So let me just make sure I hit all my key words. So that I was hoping the word love would be one of my key words. Did that come out?
Yes, John 13:35.
In my ramblings. Oh, do you have that handy? You can flip to it. That'd be nice. Love. So you said we like Sunday PMs, and we like Sunday PMs because we like people, right? This is about people. We love you, and we love the church, and we love the Word of God, and we want to be with you, and we want to fellowship, and we're just so limited to what we can do on a Sunday morning. So do you have that passage?
By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
Thank you. Right, a few more key words. Is that okay?
Of course.
All right. Did I use the word impact yet? Impact. So this is about having a kingdom impact. It is about relationships. I believe with all my heart that's an area, that's a growth area for us. I believe 100% God is going to provide and he's going to grow us as a body. Just like I have faith that he's going to grow you as an individual, and he's going to grow me as an individual, and he's going to grow Pastor John as an individual. He's also going to grow the church according to his power and spirit and purpose. But relationships are not the only part. There's so many scribbles on here. Oh, yeah. I had secret notes on my other copy of this. And then I thought you would have been seeing them right here. But I made a second photocopy. My secret notes in the book of Revelation. You don't get that. You don't get to spy those yet. I knew there was something else I wanted to say. I said, talked about joy. I talked about love. I talked about kingdom impact. Oh, yeah. So just basics, but let's never forget the basics. The church is the body of Christ. Local churches are how God brings forth his kingdom on earth. Now let that sink in. The most important thing going on, the thing that defines this world, is God bringing his kingdom to bear on earth. And he's doing that through churches. And you cannot separate that from saying that he's doing it through Christ, because local churches are the body of Christ. And this is how he brings redemption to bear on earth, through the teaching of the word and the preaching of the word, through the prayers and love of the saints, in the power of the Spirit. This is the kingdom of God spreading in the darkness, the light shining in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Christ will prevail, but we've got to pour ourselves in to the body life of the local church and these ministries. We've got to do it. It's the only option. Slothfulness will not do. Lack of prayer or prayerlessness will not do. It is all of these things. This will be the last thing I say. If you know, go back in your devotions this week and read Revelation 2 and Revelation 3, the letters to the seven churches. You can discern a pattern in all of those letters, with some minor exceptions. But churches are, generally speaking, commended for the good things that they're doing, faithfulness. But also rebuked for areas they need to repent. And every single one of them is exhorted to overcome, be victorious. And so if that applies to us or to you in any way, where this could be, you know, participating, taking advantage of these opportunities for Sunday night, could be a new direction or a new commitment for you to say, I'm going to do this. I don't know how the Lord's going to use it, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to take a step of faith. It's going to strengthen the body of Christ. It's going to increase our witness. It'll give more opportunity to love and encourage others. These are good things, not bad things. The devil doesn't want us to see that part of it, right? These are good things, and I'm just going to trust God to use it to advance his reign the way he wants to use it, and that's just where I hope that we can be in our hearts. Rambling. Done.
Okay. One thought I had as you were speaking was, I'm not going to use the word rambling. I don't feel like you were.
Sometimes I can't tell. I really can't. You know, if I have a lesson.
How many think he was rambling? How many think he was speaking? No. Okay. No, you're good. So
some ramblings are better than others.
Well, now you're rambling. So the one another verses in Scripture, you know, maybe you've done a study of those before, like serving one another. We came across encouraging one another, loving one another, John 13:35. And there are many of those. I think there's about 9 to 12 different commands were given. Just think of that and the fact that most of those you have to do, you can do them over the phone, you can, you know, text or whatever, to some extent, but being together gives us an opportunity for those ministries. So back to that word, opportunity. The idea of exploring opportunities has to do with how we might, you know, utilize Sunday night in some different ways. We certainly want to do that. And we do want to hear from you tonight if you have questions or comments or thoughts or ideas. But before that, so I'm going to give you that opportunity in just a second. I just want to mention that one of the families in this room, and I don't think they're going to mind me pointing them out, but they, one of the things that attracted them to North Harford Baptist Church was the Sunday night service. It was just, it was enjoyed by them and they benefited from it, and that was Jim and Susan. Do you want to say anything more about that? What that meant? Because I was encouraged by it, I know that. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Well, okay, and I appreciate that. And for those of you watching on Facebook, many churches have stopped having, or the church Jim was at had stopped, but many churches have. We recognize that, and I'm never one to try to prop up a dead horse. But I hope you hear my heart that this is not a dead horse, Sunday night ministry. I do not believe it is. Pastor Matt does not believe it is. We had that discussion a couple of times in our weekly meeting. And I remember one of the things that you said, Pastor Matt, that there seems to be, I mean, this is not true across the board, but for some of the churches, it was not a good thing for them to decrease in ministry. I'm trying to say it kindly, but yeah, it wasn't a good sign of what was happening at that church. And we don't want to do it for that, but we do believe there's health here, and there's significant people that would continue to benefit from the opportunities on Sunday night. But let's hear from you. Testimony or question or idea. Anyone? John.
I don't know what else I do on Sunday night.
Well, you feel a little bit like I felt for months. I mean, yeah, I would take things home to do, but it was really different to be at home, right? Wasn't it? I mean, at first, it was difficult. But no, what else would I do on Sunday night? I appreciate that. Any other comments? Yes, Meg. Yeah. Yeah, and we need to get back to that. I don't think that the lack of passing a plate keeps us from doing that. So I do plan to get back to that. But thank you for saying that. And I should have said that, or I mentioned having special guests. But having a special offering is also important. I really do believe that. And it does keep us in touch with some of the ministries that have been near and dear to this church's heart. And we can support them throughout the year that way. Thank you for saying that. Someone else? And if you didn't hear that, we got to remember to repeat some things. That was the idea of the mission emphasis that has been a part of the Sunday night, that we devoted an offering each Sunday night to different missions. I saw a hand go up. Yes, Lorna. Oh, okay. Well, I don't know that you've ever told me that. Praise God. I mean, I would see him here, but of course, but that's good to hear. Anyone else? Comment? Question? Yeah, we don't, you know, time-wise, we're fine. So yeah, Vince.
What would chit-chat, how's it going, Vince? And I might say something, and then I give them a word, they might give them a word, and something very deep goes on that's a continuation. So, plus, I like the idea of tapping, when you think about a tire or like a merry-go-round, and you have to tap the wheel every so often. Well, you've got Wednesday, and then you've got Sunday morning, and Sunday night's just kind of one more tap on the wheel, where you can spin around the week and keep that word infused in you, and you don't lose momentum. So for me, so much of that's been really important to get here. Sometimes it's inconvenient, it's cold, it's this, it's that, I'd rather watch a movie. But we can't get...
I love honesty, don't you?
Yeah. We can't get the medicine.
I think what you mean to say is the flesh wants to watch a movie, right? The sinful flesh, yeah. And so, but we are pulled in different directions, and we're inundated in our culture with distractions and lesser things. And the devil's trick is to make those lesser things seem like a better idea or a better use of time. And so the comment was about the usefulness of getting the Word of God. That's so important to our spiritual growth. We don't grow spiritually just by believing that the Bible is the Word of God. But that's an important belief, of course, to believe the Bible is the Word of God. But we grow spiritually by a steady diet of the Word of God. And Sunday nights is a part of that. And we should be leading the charge in Jarrettsville and the surrounding communities. We should be setting an example, leading the charge, setting an example for the world that we know we need the Word of God, we want the Word of God, we rejoice in the Word of God, we gather, that we prioritize gathering and making sacrifices to hear the Word of God. We need to lead the charge. That's part of our calling and part of our witness, is how we relate ourselves to the Word of God.
Anyone else? Thank you for that, Pastor Matt. Thank you for that, Vince. The idea of cutting my lawn at a 45 degree, never done it. But I do want to be thorough in the teaching of God's Word. So that illustration probably will come back to me, even though I will never experience that on the lawn mowing. Practically, any other ideas or thoughts, they don't have to come to you now, we're not going to force them, but I mean, certainly share them if you see something that you think would be good for the fellowship, like the mission offering. I'm so thankful you said that. We do want to start doing that again, and there's no reason why we can't do it now as we gather on Sunday nights. So we will be gathering this coming Sunday evening, and our practice is going to be to gather on all but the last Sunday of the month. Do we want to say anything about that at this point?
We do have some new ministries to try to begin in the very early stages of getting off the ground, to try some new things to boost the body life and the evangelism and community outreach of the church. And so we're leaving Sunday night open, not for some vague reason and not for like a free-for-all thing, but just to give us a slot on the church calendar to begin laying, which metaphor do I use, laying a foundation or planting the scenes? I guess laying the foundation of some new ministries and newer things. And all of it is very purposeful to build up the body life in terms of relationships and integrating new people to the church. That's very difficult. It takes a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of the word intentionality is so overused today, but intentionality, like you've got to set out to do it, and community outreach, different opportunities, different things we could do that's very conducive to inviting friends, family, new people, guests who come to community events and outreaches. We've got to find a way. I think I've been beating this drum since I got here, that we've got to see that our discipleship and our outreach comes together and into the body life of the church. And so that's why the last Sunday evening will not be meeting here. But you should know, and if you have any questions about it, just come and talk to me about that. You should know that behind the scenes, there's a foundation being laid for new ministries.
Okay. Yeah, so that'll be our practice February, March, going forward. You'll see it on the emails that we get and in the bulletin. And just know that the last Sunday of the month, for now, it's going to, well, why aren't we meeting? Well, it's building towards something, and things are going on that evening even now, preparing for that. Anything else before we close? All right, let's pray. Father, I am thankful for a church that is thankful to assemble together. And Lord, I know we're living through a time when some are not comfortable being here. We pray that would soon be behind us. We pray that you'd give wisdom to Pastor Matt and I, to those in leadership positions in our government. Just help us to progress out of this in a good way. We pray that the vaccine would be helpful to that as well. But Lord, thank you that we enjoy assembly. Thank you that many of us, and certainly leadership, want to do it all the more. And thank you, Father, that there's a continuing that is good for us, a taking advantage of opportunity that is good for us. And I pray that we would see that, cherish it. We thank you for the freedom. We thank you for the facilities. And we pray that you would use the opportunities, use the continuing in a great way for our church. Grow us unto Christlikeness. Help us to honor you, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So God.